even the most strident enthusiast for the American way of life will often admit, we do not always honor our national heritage by our tomatoes. Not unless you're consciously trying to grow a basketball. But in recent years, many growers have begun working to do better. Gary Ibsen, in California's Carmel Valley, is the founder of the Carmel Tomato Fest, where he grows and sells more than 400 varieties of heirloom tomatoes. Mr. Ibsen joins us now from Idaho. Thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Scott.
I've always been curious about that phrase, heirloom tomato. What does it mean exactly?
It generally means that the tomato seeds have been passed down from generation to generation, at least three generations.
You were kind enough to send us some of your heirloom tomatoes, big orange beauties and red ones and little small plummy-looking ones. They look just terrific.
Well, I was looking forward to tantalizing you with some of those colors.
Well, let me try. All right. The big red one I have here in front of me is called, I believe, the Radiator Charlie's Mortgage Lifter Tomato.
Oh, that's right. This one was developed in the 1930s by a man named Charlie who owned a radiator shop, which behind he had his tomato garden. And in the 1930s, 1940s, he was selling his tomato seedlings for $1 a seedling. And he ended up paying off his mortgage with his tomatoes.
It was a good tomato.
Let me tuck one last wedge of Radiator Charlie's into my mouth and ask you about this little kind of red-brown plum tomato. It's black plum.
It is a Russian variety. It's a small 2-inch plum-shaped variety with that beautiful deep mahogany color and kind of a dusky green shoulders to it.
This is good. This time of year, I have to ask, Mr. Ibsen, is there any reason for you to eat much of anything else?
Well, not now. People in the wintertime says, you know, how can you manage to do without tomatoes all year round? And I said, I do just fine. I wait.
Could you tell us why so many tomatoes taste so poor these days?
They're packed up green. You think back when we got our best-tasting tomatoes years ago, it was because the tomatoes were grown by the fellow down the street. And they were really ripe, not ripened in the truck.
Okay, the dark tomato was noticeably tangier.
I'm back on the big red one, Charlie's tomato.
Right.
It has a kind of nice sharpness to it. There's this gorgeous, almost pale yellow tomato.
Oh, that's a flamme, and that's a French tomato.
Let me try it.
I primarily use the flammes in tomato tastings that I do all around the West.
Oh, yeah, this is cool.
And it's one of the first tomatoes I give kids because it looks like a manageable size for a kid. And it's sure to pop their eyes wide open when they put that in their mouth and taste it.
Boy, that's so different. Mr. Ibsen, I can't thank you enough for not only talking about tomatoes, but sending us a good selection.
Well, my pleasure. My pleasure. Enjoy those tomatoes.
Yeah, I continue to. Thank you, Scott. Thank you very much. Gary Ibsen, founder of the Carmel Tomato Fest. He grows organic heirloom tomatoes in Carmel, California.